to Reset Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Hey guys, welcome to Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM. I'm your host, Asif Rajput Bhatti, and we have some very exciting topics that we're going to cover and very exciting news that we have. Before we go ahead, we've done summit back yesterday, on 16th and 17th, before yesterday, and it was a good outcome. So I have a quick report from one of our hosts, Juliana. So Juliana is going to give the summit report. Stay tuned, guys, and listen to this amazing summit report.
The summit took place on the 16th and 17th of June 2021. It has brought together many people who are striving to create opportunity for resettled communities in Aotearoa. The Auckland Resettlement Sector Steering Group, ARSSG, brings together key agencies in the Auckland resettlement sector to enhance interagency, collaboration and coordination for effective action and advocacy for forced migrant / former refugee communities. Advocate for system change to improve the settlement / resettlement journeys of resettled communities, and strengthen the collective voice of resettled communities and those organizations who work alongside them. Their vision is to create a resettlement / settlement process in Aotearoa that enables all forced migrants and former refugees to have equitable access to culturally appropriate support and services in order for them to be self-sufficient and thrive in their new home. They look forward to creating a process that amplifies resettled communities' voices, hopes and wishes so they are active partners in their resettlement journey. The key points talked about in the summit are heard. Forced migrant / former refugee community members at the decision-making table feeling heard and understood, their voices heard on the issues that matter to them and affect their lives. Recognized. There are fair and equitable policy responses for all forced migrant / former refugee community members that address the gaps in resources for people seeking asylum, convention refugees, and family reunification. Understood. Service providers, NGOs, and government agencies are culturally competent and understand the culture, experiences, and challenges of forced migrants and former refugee communities, and are equipped with the necessary tools and knowledge to work with, and not simply for people from forced migrant / refugee backgrounds. Resourced. Resources are mobilized with a focus on employment, health and well-being, social work, housing, education and English language, as well as increased resourcing of NGO / community sector. The development of the ARSSG was agreed at the first Auckland Resettlement Sector Regional Summit in November 2014. The ARSSG members are Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition, ARCC, Asylum Seeker Support Trust, ASST, Refugees as Survivors NZ, RASNZ, NZ Red Cross, English Language Partners NZ, ELP, Belong Aotearoa, and Auckland Council Connected Communities Unit.
Thank you very much, Juliana. That is a very brief idea what the summit that we had on 16 and 17. We also have the press release from Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition. So in advance, everyone, Happy World Refugee Day, which is tomorrow. We're going to come back to that. So according to World Refugee Day, just a day away, the key agencies from the Auckland resettlement sector are calling for fair and equitable policy support structures and resources to enable all forced migrant former refugees to be self-sufficient and thrive in. With World Refugee Day, just a day away, Key agencies from Auckland resettlement sector are calling from fair and equitable policies, support structures and resources to enable all forced migrant and former refugees to be self-sufficient and thrive in their new home, Aotearoa, New Zealand. The Auckland resettlement sector steering group with All Week bringing together over 100 change makers from community, government, resettlement sector and academia, including resettled community members from across Aotearoa. These change makers will have explored system-wide solution at the Tamanako Summit, creating opportunities for resettled communities in Aotearoa. So this is, guys, we had done back in 16, 17th of June, which is a very knowledgeable and change-making summit that we had. So most of the resettlement agencies were there present, and many community members from Christchurch, Dunedin, Nelson, and all with other part of the country, they came to Auckland Baptist Church, where we had the summit. So the summit has investigated that needs to change. People from forced migrant, former refugees backgrounds are heard, understood, recognized, and resourced, as Juliana said. So ARSSG members and general manager of Asylum Seeker Support Trust, Tim Murray, simplifying community voices and community solution is at the heart of this summit. People have fled, have to flee their home across the world due to conflict, disaster, persecution, violence, and violation of human rights. And they want to build a brighter and a future, brighter and a very good future in Aotearoa, New Zealand, says by Mr. Maurice. We need a resettlement strategy and approach that acknowledges the tremendous strength and resilience of people from forced migrants and refugee backgrounds, and amplifies their voices, hopes, wishes, so they are active partners in their resettlement journey. The review of the whole Government New Zealand Refugee Resettlement Strategy provides a unique opportunity for change, he said. The ARSSG, made up of Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition, Asylum Seeker, ARS, Asylum Seeker Support Trust, Belong Aotearoa, and English Language Partner. The New Zealand Resettlement Strategy is calling for the review of the whole government. Actively involve people with lived experience as co-design, redesign partnership. Explore opportunities of how Maori view their roles in leading, welcoming, and integrating forced migrant former refugees to Aotearoa, and identify new forms of relationship building and partnership. All forced migrant, former refugees, people seeking asylum, convention, family reunification, and quota, as equal as that, all receive long-term strength-based resettlement service based on their needs from culturally and linguistically appropriate agencies. Prioritize the specific standards and policies, practices, and attitudes that are needed to increase the cultural competency, quality of service, and better outcome for forced migrant, refugee background community. Sustainably and resource and fund the New Zealand resettlement sector, who provide the core social infrastructure for families and communities to meet the needs of forced migrant, refugee, former refugee community members. Aban, your CEO of Aotearoa Resettled Community Coalition, explained that the summit is informed by the voices of 126 community members across ARCC's 24 member organization. We encouraged and consulted our members. People were helpful that if resettled community members work together with government, Tangata Whenua, service provider, and wider community towards a solution of heard, understood, recognized, and resourced, newcomers will be able to integrate and thrive in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So, guys, this was the press release that we had for the summit 2021, and people from across the different organizations joined us. Immigration New Zealand, Andrew Lockhart was there, and he presented some of his idea moving forward. And it was a nice outcome. People from different organizations came, and there were around 11 and 12 storytellers in the second day of the summit, and they have experienced what they have experienced, the lived experience. They have shared their stories with them, with all the community members, service providers, and immigration. Okay, guys, this is so it's time for a music break, and we have this a very nice song all the way from Punjab. It's called Bapu Zimmedar. It's from the singer Jesse Gill. Let's enjoy the song, and we'll be right back.
Bebe, Shindana lo scooter te aunda. Main bhi aaj kal jana scooter le jaan.
ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਾਪੂ ਦੇ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਦਾ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਆਪ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਲੈ
ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਸਕੂਟਰ ਨਹੀਂ 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 ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੈਂ ਕਾਲਜ ਨੂੰ ਸਕੂਟਰ
ਉਹ ਗੱਲ ਸੁਣ ਐ ਕਰ ਅੱਜ ਤੂੰ ਕਾਲਜ ਸਕੂਟਰ ਲੈ ਜਾ ਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਆਰ ਕੇ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਬਣਾ ਜਾ
ਚੇਤਕ ਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਪੱਲੇ ਅਟਕੇ ਬੇਬੇ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਮੂਰੇ ਹਾੜੇ ਕੱਟ ਕੇ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਲੈਸਰੋਂ ਨੇ ਲੈ ਲਈ ਇੱਕ ਟਾਈਮ ਵਾਲੀ ਰੋਟੀ ਜਹੀ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਚੋਰੇ ਛੱਡ ਹੈਪੀ ਰਾਏ ਕੋਟੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਨੀਸ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਉਹ ਡੈਡੀ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਸ਼ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਐਸ਼ ਸਾਡਾ ਬਾਪੂ ਜੀ ਮੀਦਾਰ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਦੇ ਬੇਕਾਰ
ਸੁਣੇ ਬਾਲੀਵੁੱਡ ਮਿਊਜ਼ਿਕ ਦੀ ਬੇਵਾਨਾ ਪਾਲ ਤੇ ਕੋਫੇ ਵਗਾਉਣਾ ਵੀ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਤੇ ਲਿਰਿਕਸ ਹੈ ਚੰਗੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਨਾ ਖਲਦੇ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਲਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ
ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਜੇ ਗੀਤਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਜੀ ਬੀਟਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਢ ਕੱਢ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਜੇ ਗੀਤਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਜੀ ਬੀਟਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਢ ਕੱਢ ਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਦਾਰੂ ਚ ਕਰਦੇ ਡਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਦੇਸੀ ਜਗੀਤਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਚ ਬੀਟਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਢ ਕੱਜਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ
ਹੋਇਆ ਨੂੰ ਕਈ ਕੁਝ ਕੀਤਾ ਆ ਟੀਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਤੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆ ਕੰਟਰੈਕਟ ਤੇ ਆਪੀ ਤੇ ਬ੍ਰੀਚ ਲੱਗੀ ਫੁੱਲ ਮੌਜ ਆ ਸਟੇਰ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੌਸ ਆ ਕਰਾਉਂਦੇ ਬਸ ਡਾਊਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਊਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਦੇਸੀ ਜੇ ਗੀਤਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਜੀ ਬੀਟਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਢ ਗੱਜਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਊਨ ਮੁੰਡੇ
ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੱਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਪਰਸੋਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੈਗਾਂ ਚ ਕੈਸ਼ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਹੁਣੇ ਕੇ ਪਟਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਸੀ ਜੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਟ੍ਰੈਪ ਜੀ ਬੀਟਾ ਸਿਰ ਕੱਢ ਕੱਜਦੇ ਸਪੀਕਰਾਂ ਚ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਬਰਾਉਣ ਮੁੰਡੇ
Welcome back to ARCC Reset Radio, brought to you by Planet FM and ARCC. I'm your host, Asif Rajputpati, and here with me, I have Aban, your CEO of ARCC, has joined me. Hi, Aban, how are you?
Hi, Asif. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. We had an amazing summit 16th and 17th, and we had a brief idea. So what do you think about the summit and how it was effective for the community?
Yeah, I think publicly summit is really a good event, and that event provides a space and opportunity for the community members to engage with the stakeholders.
Yes.
On the 16th, we're having a lovely dinner, the food provided by Wise Collective.
Nice.
Yes, I personally am enjoying.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the dinner, and also we're having the Legends MC that entertains all the participants,
mm-hmm.
and also we have some of the highlights, our community members who receive the awards for their dedication of 17 and 10 years supporting their individual community and post-migrant background,
mm-hmm.
Which was a very good dinner. Also, we've been able to launch Timonoko Table of Hope, the framework that ARCC developed for resettlement sector, that it will help in terms of resettlement, settlement, and integration process for new residents from forced migrant background.
Yeah, oh, amazing.
It was a good event.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And also I've heard that you guys have launched the Beyond Refuge book as well. Do you want to tell our audience something about that book as well?
Yeah, I think so. On the second day, we took the opportunity to launch Beyond Refuge, is Stories of Resettlement in Auckland. It was an opportunity that we honored some of our community who come from other regions.
Mm.
and attending the summit, because this is the second print of Beyond Refuge.
Yes.
We printed in 2016 as a part of redefining the World Refugees campaign.
Right.
And this time it's been a part of the people who experienced the first print out to help more than what we have done. We add more flavor by editing and make it to reach more audience.
Oh, very nice.
In a different places.
Right.
Yeah, but the launch actually is, for me is to honor those who come from Nelson, Dunedin, Christchurch,
Wellington,
Palmerston
North,
Hamilton. Surprisingly, at Tamaku Makaro, Auckland, we having our winner, which is the organizer for the summit, Yasmin,
yes.
She deserves that. I think over 20 months, she's been really dedicated to try to make that event to happen.
Yes.
The COVID-19 just stopped her.
Yeah.
Finally. We go over it.
Yes, and we're so lucky. We live in a country where we are COVID-free, and at the moment, rest of the world is still fighting with the COVID. And we are so lucky that we have, you know, a space where, you know, people can come around. We have gathering event. We are so blessed to be here in New Zealand.
Yeah, I think that will go to as well acknowledging the leadership of our country, because
yes.
Without that kind of capable leaders who taking care of us, we will not be in this stage.
That's right.
We will acknowledge their leadership and also taking care of our people or the citizen of New Zealand, and looking forward how we will maintain that, because the disease is still around.
Yes.
And each one of us have responsibility and part to play to make sure that all of us we are safe.
100%.
So, my appreciation and dedication going to all the 5 million team to say
team
thank you for allowing us to come again and interact as a human. It's not online.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
And we are having a World Refugee Day tomorrow at Mangere Resettlement Center. Do you have any words how people are going to be there and how it's been organized?
I think World Refugee Day is one event that AICC is celebrating every year, and is just standing in a solidarity of our refugees offshore, trying to find a shelter or trying to find a place to call home.
Yes.
So by commemorating that, it's giving us, reminding us that where we were refugees, how that situation compared to this, the way how we are in New Zealand right now.
Yes.
It mean a lot, and for us to celebrate with other New Zealanders, reminding them that we need opportunity to have more people coming to settle in New Zealand.
That's right.
Not because of their choice, but because of circumstances that happen to them, and they don't have anyone who can be able to give them a hand or give them a support that they can restore their self-esteem and the dignity that they lost through all those forced displacement.
Yes, that's right.
So tomorrow I will be there in Mandi, and that also will be my final day going for my holiday.
Oh, wonderful. So I've been hearing that you've been busy working, and finally you are going on holidays, which is unlike you, Aban, because I know you from a long time, and I never, trust me, I never seen you taken any holidays. So how do you feel like you're going for a holiday after a long, long time? How does it feel?
Believe me, brother, this time my holiday It's a real Kiwi holiday.
Okay. So,
yeah, we are complaining now when we become New Zealanders.
Yes. Yes,
so
yes.
I need to mean that because sometimes, I think I highlighted that a long time ago, as being a part of my motivation is that to give back to New Zealand because New Zealand is the only country in the world who saved me and who give me a second chance in life to be who I am today.
So that's true.
I done my part, and by doing my part also, I thought to myself, the 60% which is I give my services to others.
Yes.
And other 30% given to my nuclear family within New Zealand. And the 10% for Aban, I think I need to make sure that that 10% need to be increased to 20%.
Yes.
So I can look after myself. And to be honest, I think I need to take this opportunity as well to say to the public is that when you have dedicating people around you, what I mean that is to acknowledge the board and the staff of ARC, to feel sorry for me to send me for holiday.
No, man, it's your time.
That is the great thing that I will be able to honor and just go and enjoy myself.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I think you really deserve these holidays and spend those holidays with your family away from work. And I've been hearing that Avon said that if we found you near Mount Albert area, we have security around here. So don't come to Mount Albert.
My car registration is not allowed to come to enter to Mount Albert, so I will keep myself away.
Otherwise, you'll face the wrath of Ivan.
The good thing is that we just finished the summit, which is successful. We congratulate all the Auckland Resettlement Factor Steering Group for organizing that, which is each organization should be able to be proud of that achievement.
Yes,
and also tomorrow we're celebrating World Refugees Day as well. I think it's something good as well. So I can go for holiday with a smile in my face.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Thank you, Aban, for your time. And we wish you best of luck for your holidays. And bless you and your families. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much, Aban.
Thank you. Don't call me, okay?
Okay, I won't call you. Okay, bye. Bye, Aban. Thank you. Bye. That was Aban, CEO of ARCC. This person has dedicated his entire life serving the community. As he was talking about that, he's giving away 60% to the community. But I think he's giving 100% every day, because whenever I go to Buff office, he's the first one to come in the office and the last one to leave. Even though it is his last day, his official last day was yesterday, Friday. But still, he's working on the weekend as well. And tomorrow, on the World Refugee Day, he's coming. So he's a really nice person, dedicated his life toward working for the humanity, working for the first migrant community. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much, Aban, for all the good thing that you've done for the resettled community. It's time for a little song break, and this time we have Sidhu Moosewala, a very nice, talented singer all the way from Punjab. We're gonna listen to his song called Sidhu-san. Let's go and enjoy the song, guys. Sidhu-san, Sidhu Moosewala.
Hey, yo. The kid. Oh, you get the top chart. Munda dekh das pehunte kare ni. Bombe pherda number mangta. Oh, Delhi chok kaise loot kare ni. Moose to Toronto tak ni. Moose to Toronto tak ni. Oh, Moose to Toronto tak ni. Loha kalam da kala kala marda. Ni munda Sidhu-an da hai ni Sidhu-an da hai. Sidhu-an da yaag kat da.
mere time di haneri vagani oh log shuan te kathi karde sade hunda ya haveli kehni lahore yare kehde surma lahore yare kehde surma lahore yare kehde surma kise pirli hi maa di kukho chadda ni munda sidduan da hai ni sidduan da ha sidduan da agge katda ਸਾਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਬਣਦਾ
ਵਨ ਇਸ ਕੇ ਆਰਟਿਸਟ ਆ ਫਕਾ ਹਿਸ ਨੇ ਕੈਨ ਯੂ ਰੈਕਮੈਂਡ ਸਟੈਪ ਨਾ ਕੋਸ ਯੂ ਨੋ
ਯਾ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਈ ਸੇ ਫੇਮ ਆ ਮਾਈ ਫਕ
ਓ ਫੀ ਬਾਦਾ ਵੀ ਜ਼ ਚੌਂਦੇ ਮਿੱਠੀਏ ਕੱਲ ਮੇਰੀ ਵਾਈਬ ਕਰਦੀ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਤੱਕ ਬੰਦੇ ਆਖਦੇ ਓ ਜੱਟਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਲੈਬ ਕਰਦੀ ਤੇ ਜੱਟ ਫਿਰੇ ਖੇਤਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਫਿਰੇ ਖੇਤਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੀ ਜੱਟ ਫਿਰੇ ਖੇਤਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਨੀ ਏ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਜਮਾਨਾ ਤਾਰੇ ਤਰਦਾ ਉਹ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਹਾਏ ਨੀ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਹਾ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਅੱਗ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਸਾਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਬਣਦਾ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਅੱਗ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਬਣਦਾ ਕਈ ਦੇਖ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਖਿੜ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਦੇਖ ਬੱਚੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲਾ ਟਿਕ ਸਹਿ ਦੀ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰੀ ਦੇਣੀ ਜਾਨ ਰੱਬ ਨੂੰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਹਾਈ ਨੀ ਘਬਰਾਟ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੂਸੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਜੱਟ ਨੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੂਸੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਜੱਟ ਨੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੂਸੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਜੱਟ ਨੀ ਕੀ ਕੋ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਏ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਭਰਦਾ ਉਹ ਮੁੰਡਾ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਹਾਏ ਨੀ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਹਾ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਅੱਗ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਸਾਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਬਣਦਾ ਸਿੱਧੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਅੱਗ ਕੱਢਦਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਬਣਦਾ
Well, let's listen to another a song from Ethiopia. It's called Ebi Lekyu and Gina Habisha. Enjoy, guys, the song from Ethiopia. Welcome back to Reset Radio. This is your host Asif Rajput Bhatti. Reset Radio brought to you by ARCC and Planet FM. We were talking about Samet and we just had a call with Apan from ARCC. And we've enjoyed the Samet which happened on 16th and 17th. And tomorrow we are having a World Refugee Day. So in solidarity of all those refugees who have lost their lives. I put Khiraj-e Tehsin for them, which is a salute. And bless their families and the children. Before we get to the World Refugee Day, I want to, you know, give you some statistic about refugees, which I have here. And I think there are more from the statistic. You say that there are more refugees in the world than ever before. About 26.4 million people have fled their countries because of conflict, violence, persecution, or human rights violation. Many more people than that, 82.4 million, have been forcibly displaced from their homes, according to UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. The number has doubled in the last decade. The previous spike displacement occurred after World War II when 60 million people were left homeless. Today's displacement, including 4.1 million people who are seeking asylum refugee status and 48 million people who are displaced within their own home countries because of violence, instability, or natural disaster. And despite the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic, 11.2 million people were newly displaced in 2020. Each year, the United Nations people around the world recognize the plight of refugees on June 20, World Refugee Day, which is happening tomorrow. And there are some questions that some people here always have about what rights and obligations do refugees have under international law, not only New Zealand, but international law. So refugees have right to safe asylum and not to be returned to possible persecution in the country of origin. According to the 1951 Refugee Convention, they are entitled to the basic rights belonging to any other foreigner in the host country, especially the right to practice their religion, pursue education, and move about freely. They are required to follow and respect laws of the country that accepts them. Sometimes, as an influx refugee is sudden and immense, refugee camps are set up to provide temporary shelter and safety for them. These are places where aid governments can deliver food, water, other services. As time goes on, they sometimes become thriving community worldwide. The UN estimates about 36% of refugees are living in camps, which is very sad, guys. Like, 36% people, they don't have any basic facilities of needs. And children are affected by refugee crisis as well. About 42% of displaced persons are children and younger than 18. In comparison of children, make up to 30% of world population. These are 30% of those people who are in very need of education, healthcare, and have enough food for their belly. They are particularly vulnerable during refugee crisis. Many have undergone devastating experience and lost everything familiar to them, including family members, friends, their culture. Children, refugees from protracted crises such as the Syrian civil war, may spend all their childhood years in exile from their home country, some for the rest of their life. According to the UN, many more, nearly million children between 2018 and 2020 were born refugees. So that is 1 million children in just 2 years that, you know, these children that never seen their culture, their home, which is very, very devastating for them. And what is the definition of a refugees? So refugees are people who have been forced to flee their home country because of war, persecution, or violence. They must establish a well-founded fear of persecution due to race, religion, nationality, political opinion, or membership in particular social ethnic group. The 1951 Refugee Convention outlined refugee rights, including the right to non-refoulement, not to be returned to a country where she or he may be persecuted. Refugees are civilians, but former soldiers may apply. People who have been convicted of war crimes against humanity are specially excluded from refugee protection. And most people always, they have a question, how are refugees different from migrants, asylum seekers, and internally displaced people? Refugees flee their country because of credible threat of persecution and because they are not protected by their own country. In contrast, migrants may leave their country for any reason, such as employment, family reunification, or education. A migrant is under protection of his or her own government even when abroad and may return to their country of origin. While refugees are protected by international law, migrants are subject to particular laws to the country they move to. Asylum seekers are people who have applied for protection, refugee status on arrival in a country beside their own. And there's another category as well, which is called forced migrant and former refugees. So when a country accepts refugees and they move to their country which accepts them, and their refugee journey which has ended, and they can start a new life in their respect country which is taking them. So this is also, we recognize them as forced migrant and former refugees. And there are other questions that mostly people ask, is that how can I help refugees? If you are from New Zealand, we have asylum seekers. And if you are overseas, and there are still refugees living overseas, pray for mothers, fathers, and children who struggle to survive as refugees. Volunteer your time with communities who support asylum seekers, forced migrant, and also those NGOs which support refugees overseas. I've got some history and timeline for refugees. So refugees and history is very old. It goes back to 662 AD, that in his Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, fled persecution in Mecca and sought refuge in Medina. This hijra or migration came to symbolize the movement of Muslims from lands of oppression to those of Islam. 740 before Christ, 10 of 12 tribes of Israelites are expelled from their homeland by Assyrian conquerors. 1685, Protestant French Huguenots flee from state-sanctioned persecution in France. 1914 to 1918, World War I and its aftermath precipitate massive displacement of population, including Belgians, Serbians, and Armenians. 1920s and 1930s, the League of Nations and International Labour Organization institute a system for identifying refugees and issuing a travel document for them. 1939 to 1945, about 60 million people are displaced by World War II. The modern history of refugee crisis began with the post-World War II period. 1950, the Office of United High Commissioner on Refugees is formed to help people displaced by World War II. In 1951, the United Nations Convention relating to Statute of Refugees defines refugees and their rights. In 1967, the protocol relating to the status of refugee expands to the scope of Refugee Convention beyond European refugees. 1990s, wars in Bosnia and former Yugoslavia lead to the displacement of millions of Bosnian and Serbs. 2011 civil protests led to a civil war in Syria, which displaced more than 13 million people, including 6.7 million refugees. This is a very big number. Conflict in Ethiopia, South Sudan, Myanmar, and Democratic Republic of Congo have caused millions of people to flee in the past few years. Refugees displacement from Afghanistan and Somalia date back decades, and the humanitarian needs continue. These are a very big number. And coming back to 2013, civil war breaks out in young nation of South Sudan, ultimately leading to 2.2 million people fleeing the country as refugees. 2016, with New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, all the 193 UN member states recognize the rights of refugees and migrants and pledge support to support countries that host them. In 2017, members of Rohingya ethnic group flee violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state and relocate to Bangladesh. In 2018, the UN General Assembly adopts the Global Compact on Refugees to promote self-reliance for refugees and support the developing countries that host them. In 2019, Venezuela leave their country at en masse to seek food, work, and a better life in Colombia and other nations. 2020, which was last year, forced displacement impact more than 1% of humanity. And guys, you're not gonna believe this. One in every 95 people, and with fewer and fewer of people who flee being able to return from home. So this is more than 1% of the world population is refugee at the moment, which is very alarming situation for all the world leaders. What world we are going to give to our future? So if we are going move ahead like this, what is the future for our oncoming generation? We need to come on the same page, and we need to make a better world for coming generation. So here are, I've got some numbers for what are the biggest crises in the world that have seen. The Syrian civil war has led to the largest refugees crisis in modern times, with 6.7 million refugees at the end of 2020. The number of people fleeing violence in Central America has increased tenfold in the past 5 years, and the economic collapse of Venezuela has fueled massive displacement, including 5.4 million refugees, migrants, and asylum seekers. This was the word we heard from in the world, how refugees has been displaced. And let's come to New Zealand and how we are supporting the forced migrant community and former refugees. So New Zealand has one of the lowest numbers of refugees per capita in the world, and there is room for more. Trust me guys, 1500 people, still government made an effort and doubled the number, but still guys, we are so far behind in the world. So when COVID-19 forced New Zealand to shut its border, it left refugees we had committed to resettle in precarious circumstances with shattered hopes. So all those people that the New Zealand government promised to bring them here within 18 month period timeline due to COVID and the border has been closed, those people, they are left homeless, and the only hope for them is to resettle in a new country and become a new resident of New Zealand. The latest United Nations figure about put people forcibly displaced by conflict nearly 80 million, and nearly doubled from 10 years ago. Each minute of every day last year, 21 people were displaced from their friends, family, and communities because who they are or what they believe in. COVID restriction aside from New Zealand accepts 1,500 refugees per year. While that's an increase that previous quota of 1,000. This only keeps track with population growth since the quota began in 1987. With COVID under control for now, New Zealand accepts 30 refugees in February, with 242 expected to have arrived by the end of the intake year, for short of the total commitment that government has done. And all those who are coming to New Zealand, they are all required to quarantine 14 days before starting their 5-week orientation program at Mangere Resettlement Center in Auckland. We are having a World Refugee Day tomorrow in Mangere Resettlement Center. And the motto of this program, we're in this together, announcing over 2029 World Refugee Day. The theme is Together We Heal, Learn, and Shine. Very strong message, guys. Let's see about the forced migrant record that New Zealand have. While New Zealand does a relatively good job supporting forced migrant who managed to make it here, but trust me, guys, we accept a very small number. According to the latest pre-COVID statistic yearbook from the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, New Zealand has one of the lowest numbers of refugees and forced migrants per capita internationally. We know that we are a small country, but we are talking about taking refugees and forced migrants per capita. So 0.3% refugees... Sorry, 0.3 refugees per 1,000 people, putting us in 95th in the world. By comparison, with Sweden ranks 6th by accepting 23.36 refugees per 1,000 people. Canada is at 49th, 2.68. United Kingdom is at 55, 1.83. Australia is at 59th, 1.74. And United States is 77th by 0.84. So Australia, if we are learning something from Australia, Australia is accepting 1.74 people out of 10,000 those displaced forced migrants. Norway and Ireland, with similar population to New Zealand, are placed 15th, 11.29. See, guys, we are always comparing with Norway, Sweden, Ireland. These are the similar population of New Zealand. And we can do more. We are placed of... They are placed in 15th, 11.29, and 69th, 1.22 in the world, respectively. To put in context, if we were to fill Eden Park to its capacity of 50,000, about 15 people from forced migrant would be there. We have plenty of space for more. On the other hand, 2% of students enrolled at University of Auckland identify as coming from a forced migrant background. Fill Eden Park with students, and then there would be 1,000 students from forced migrant background. That shows to what extent these people are invested their future in and in New Zealand. There is no queue. All of those numbers, however, pale in comparison of countries closest to refugees movement, where the majority of refugees, around 85%, live. Lebanon, for instance, has about 170 refugees per 1,000 people. Typically, these countries are far less well-resourced to support and protect these displaced people. Over the past 10 years, the Refugee Status Unit New Zealand has approved an average 106 asylum seekers a year for a refugee status and a forced migrant. From an average of 375 applicants, these are the people who apply for refugee status from within New Zealand due to fear of persecution if they were to return their home. It's often said asylum seekers should join the queue, but there is no queue. Fewer than 1% of the world refugees will have opportunity to resettle in a place like New Zealand, Canada, Australia, the UK and the US. This often leaves us the one person fortunate enough to receive the opportunity, reflecting the 99 people left behind. Very devastating for a country like New Zealand. As fair for all, on the World Refugee Day, we should recognize New Zealand can do better in number of ways. And the unjust practice of imprisoning some asylum seekers while they wait for their applications to be processed. Commit to resettling those who missed opportunity to come, including the refugee family support category during our borders closure, as well as the current annual intake. Ensure equal support for people seeking asylum consideration under the family reunification program, regardless of how they arrived in New Zealand. Provide adequately resourced service for forced migrant during the first 5 years of resettlement, supporting health, education, employment, housing, language acquisition, and sense of belonging. Provide opportunities for people from forced migrant background to participate equally in employment, education, and wider society. We can all play a part in helping first migrant feel they belong here. A genuine welcome is about ensuring they receive a fair go. The source is from NZ Herald, New Zealand. So we have come far a long way, and it is our right as an individual to support these people. And just imagine, walk a mile in those forced migrant shoes. Walk and see how these people are struggling here, how their families are struggling here. We're gonna end our show by this amazing quote by Warson Shire. No one puts their children in a boat unless the water is safer than the land. I'm gonna repeat again. No one puts their children in a boat unless the water is safer than the land. So thank you very much, guys, for joining me here today. We'll see you guys here next week at the same place, same time. Don't miss the show. And this is your host Asif Rajput Bhatti signing off, and have a good weekend, guys.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetradio.